Hi, I'm David Kaufman, the campus pastor at Newberry College. I'm kicking off our Lenten devotion series with a devotion for Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday starts the 40 days of Lent, a time of reflection, prayer, fasting, and service. This semester, we are looking our way through the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 1 through 14. Who are the blessed? Is it the rich and famous? Is it the influencers of our day? Is it the Super Bowl winners? Is it Taylor Swift? Is it a political party? I think that's why we need to take seriously Ash Wednesday's reminder for the first time. It should come as no surprise that as Ash Wednesday comes each year with a gentle reminder that we are dust and to dust we shall return. We have to deal with death, mortality, grief, and loss and turn to the hope in God through the promises of Jesus. In previous work as a hospice chaplain and parish pastor, I became very familiar with life cycles, sickness, patient decline, dementia, and death. And I think one of the reasons I was excited about becoming the campus pastor at Newberry was my perception that I would not have to do funerals, attend as many celebrations of life, and it would be less about dying. Yes, it is a part of life, but I thought I would not have as many as 3 funerals of a beloved professor, alumni, and someone so young to have to find words of comfort in a time of death in the matter of so many months. But we hear the comforting words of Jesus teaching us. Each Wednesday in chapel, each of the devotions shared over the next 40 days of Lent and into Easter, we hear the promises of God making the world right when it is so consumed in death, grief, loss, and unexpected surprises. Hear the words again for the first time from verse 1 and 2. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, what does Jesus want to teach you these 40 days? What does God want to bless you with on your journey of life? What can happen if we reflect, turn to prayer, fasting, and serve during these next few weeks? As I mentioned, you will hear from students, faculty, and staff on these wonderful verses called the Beatitudes. These are verses about life and about how God's world is made right when we recognize the true meaning of blessing. You will see and encounter the living God as we look at these scriptures and reflect upon them. Join me on this journey. And if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me and email me at the college. May God bless you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, be gentle with us as we take on this journey of Lent toward the promises of resurrection in Christ Jesus. Help us to see the true value of your love for all people and know your presence in our lives so that we may serve you and our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen.